Hey there, agility friend. If you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of something called growth mindset. You can have access to the best instruction in the world, and you can have the best dog in the world, and the best skills in the world, but if you don't have a solid mindset and approach to the challenges that sport and life are going to toss your way, you're not going to be able to really make the most of all of those bests that you have, you know, best instruction, best dog, best skills, all that stuff. I'm so passionate about the importance of our mindset when it comes to dog agility and really everything in life that I've written an ebook about growth versus fixed mindset, what the hallmarks of those two mindsets are, and how one can really propel you along your agility journey and one may really be holding you back, maybe without you even being aware of it. That ebook is not for sale anywhere, but it is available for free to subscribers of my email list. So if you're curious about what a growth mindset is, what a fixed mindset is, and how to ensure that you've got the right mindset for making the most of your dog agility training and handling journey, head to podcast.theagilitychallenge.com and scroll down till you see the link to subscribe to my email list and get that ebook. It's totally free and it's a game changer. Check it out today at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. In his book, The Little Book of Talent, author Daniel Coyle has the following to say about developing what he calls hard skills, which I introduced in the last agility challenge tip, tip number 7. He says that to develop reliable hard skills, you have to connect the right wires in your brain. You want to be careful, slow, and highly aware of errors. You want to work like a careful carpenter. And he uses the example of something called the Suzuki Music Instruction Method. Now, Suzuki students begin by spending several lessons learning simply how to hold the bow and the violin with the proper finger curve and pressure, the right stance, and the right posture. Each fundamental, no matter how humble, is introduced as a skill of huge importance, because of course it is of huge importance. When it comes to agility with our training and our handling, we're often so keen to get into the ring with our dogs or to get on course with our dogs or to do the fancy sequences that we completely overlook the fundamentals. We want to run our course with our dogs before we're even comfortable with the mechanical skill of delivering a treat quickly and accurately to our dogs, or before we can accurately throw a toy to reward our dogs for a behavior, or before we've even taught our dogs how to enjoy or interact with us with a toy. We want to be out on course competing before we even understand the complicated footwork of a front cross. Now, if you're an instructor, you know, you recognize what I'm about to say, because plenty of instructors, knowing that if they do try to break things down to their fundamental and important pieces, they'll lose enthusiastic beginners to that instructor down the street who lets students get on equipment right away and who don't even bother with the details in the name of student retention and business. So, left to our own devices, how many of us will carefully and cautiously walk through the steps of a front cross without our dogs until we're comfortable with the hard skill of that front cross footwork and can speed it up a bit more and a bit more until finally we can do it at a run? And it's crazy because we expect the same of our dogs. We expect our dogs to be super fast from the very beginning quite often, and they don't know what they're doing yet. So we don't have that respect for ourselves for the learning process, and we also don't have that respect for the dogs quite often with a learning process. So with hard skills, precision matters, and it matters that you develop it early on. It matters not only for us, but for our dogs. Like I said, so many of us ask our dogs to perform highly complex mechanical skills at a run before they're even comfortable with those skills at a walk, to say nothing of the soft skills our dogs will also be required to use to make good decisions about when to employ those hard skills. Your first reps with a hard skill establish pathways for the future in your brain, a lot like the tracks of sled in the snow. Those first tracks that you make are those that your mental sled will tend to try to follow on subsequent attempts. So for both you and for your dog, when you learn the hard skills, be precise and be measured. Make one simple move at a time, repeating it and perfecting it before you move on. Pay attention to errors and fix them, especially at the start. Learning fundamentals only seems boring, but in fact, it's all about the fundamentals. And if you build the right pathways early on, you'll save yourself a lot of time and trouble down the line. As I often say to students in classes, workshops, and seminars, you shouldn't ever have to go back to fundamentals because you shouldn't ever have gotten that far away from them in the first place. I've also been known to say slow is smooth and smooth is fast. The point is, it only makes sense to start with slow movements and perfect them and then move faster as we gain fluency with those movements and skills. And the same is true for our dogs as well. So while we want to maintain drive and motivation, and while agility is a timed speed event, we also want to be able to find ways to break skills down for ourselves and for our dogs so that we can learn the hard skills as precisely and thoroughly as possible. That's it for this week's agility challenge tip. I'd love to hear in the comments below what you guys think about this one. Hard skills, soft skills, being precise, going slow before you go fast. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So leave a comment below and I will see you guys next week for the next installment of our agility challenge tips. Thanks for joining me on the Agility Challenge podcast with Daisy Peel. If you'd like to take your agility training, handling, and mental game to the next level, check out that ebook that I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can get it for free at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. It's not for sale anywhere, and it's only available to subscribers of my email list. Getting on board with the right mindset when it comes to your dog agility handling and training challenges is a game changer, so make sure you check it out.